3, 2, 1. Hi. Do you remember the moments that deepened your love and appreciation for your own faith? These moments could be as simple as celebrating your local's anniversary programs, or making friends at district activities. Or maybe it's a memory as intricate as finding other INC members in a new country. You're listening to Remember When, a podcast that celebrates God's amazing love through the big and small moments during the last 50 years of the Church of Christ in the West. Do you remember performing in the church programs and choral groups in the 80s and through the 90s? You may have sang a Whitney Houston song or something hopeful and inspiring because there wasn't a lot of official church music back then. Brother Ace Garcia was a choral group coordinator in the Philippines during the 80s, and he remembers listening to the first choral group song.
The oldest church song, I don't know, like they didn't have titles before. When we got church songs before, it's whatever someone got from Central, and it's usually a blank CD or a blank tape. And it didn't have labels, it didn't have titles of the songs.
In 2001, God's Promise was released and became the song performed by pretty much everybody.
Back then, you know, there wasn't much variety, and so, you know, you just had to do what you can with the song.
Sister Joy Navasca and Kate Weinstein choreographed and taught choral groups. They remember how limited their options were.
And that has been the struggle, like, throughout the years that I remember. Even up until very recently in the late 90s, early 2000s. Every now and then somebody would write something original, but not like we have today with the Christian music songs that we're singing now.
All my life I've always dreamed to see the world, and today my dream is coming.
In 1998, Sister Kate helped write the music for the 30th anniversary of the church in the West.
It was really something that you could really pinpoint and say the music was all of this genre or that genre. It really spanned the gamut. The brethren, you could tell that the brethren were very, very moved by it, even the participants. And it's the first one of that magnitude that I remember here in the West, yes.
A lot of our lyric is inspired based on the teachings of God. These are actual, sometimes verses in the Bible. And what stronger message can you have? And then you couple it with an instrument, with a harmony, with a melody, then it really hits you, you know?
In 2001, the INC Music Department was established, and it brought together musicians to create new music of various genres, even rap.
trying to poison the rest of us with lies beyond measure. Instead of the true word, opposite of blessings, they decided to choose curse.
I know that some people are hesitant about it, but that shows the foresight and the insight of our executive minister to broaden the horizons of music so that there is music for everyone, for everybody.
He sees the future of the church, especially through the youth. And, you know, to have, I mean, he's older, but he has an open mind. And for especially the youth, you know, that's very refreshing. And that's, I think that gives them, you know, hope. You know, that gives them hope that, wow, you know, he's listening to us. You know, he knows what we're going through. So I think that's, I just think that that's so important, especially for the youth of the church.
Whatever medium is used to do that, we should be all for it, and we should all get behind it.
You know, since 2009, INC Music has taken center stage in events and projects launched by the church administration.
My favorite INC song is Ode to the Messenger, because it tells the story of God's prophecy that he sent a messenger in these last days. And it's a constant reminder of the church that I am so proud to be a part of.
Our God guarantee, now it's passed down to us who lead.
My favorite song from the INC Music album is called Every Moment, because it helps me through the trials in life by reminding me to always have faith in the power of prayer.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Remember When. Do you remember your favorite choral group song and who sang it with you? Post about it on your social media and tag INC50West on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.